Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. In this episode, I'm offering season ahead horoscopes for all 12 signs in Taurus season, April 19th through May 20th, 2024. I recommend listening to the readings for your rising, sun, and moon signs. If these horoscopes resonate for you, make sure to check out my 2024 year ahead readings, which are deep dives for each sign through the astrological invitations of the year, with timing suggestions for making the most of the opportunities and working skillfully with the challenges. For more astrology, check out the overview and forecast I gave for Taurus season. You can also find a special episode from the Embodied Astrology teaching team on this year's most important astrological event, which was April 20th's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Find those episodes on our YouTube channels, your favorite streaming platforms, or through the link in the show notes. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, trainings, astrology study groups, and more. Our passion is in the exploration of the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. To learn more about what we offer, head over to embodiedastrology.com and check out our memberships and upcoming events. Your donations and memberships sustain the production of this podcast and seasonal horoscopes. If you would like to support this work, please make sure to follow and subscribe, share with your networks and friends, and leave us a great review. You can find a link in the show notes also, or visit our website to make a one-time or recurring donation or sign up for a membership. Thank you so much for your support. Now, on to your Taurus season horoscope. Gemini, Taurus season is the season that comes before Gemini season. And for those of you who are Gemini suns, your birthday is coming up and this is the end of your solar year. So where Taurus lands in the Gemini chart is in what's called the solar 12th house. This is a period of time. This is a season of time and a place in the chart that can naturally lead to a sense of closure, a need for introspection, reflection, and rest. I think that this is a period of time that is asking you to let yourself take more pause, and in the space of pause, to allow imagination, to allow dreaming, definitely to allow rest, recovery, and recuperation, if that's possible for you. And I say if that's possible because your chart is also very busy right now. You have a lot of things going on. There's a lot that is taking your attention and your energy into the outer world. Many of you are working really hard right now. There's a lot of activity that is compelling you to externalize. Now, with all of that activity compelling you to externalize, it might be challenging to get enough time to rest and recover. And so I can't emphasize this enough, how important it is to weave it in to your daily life practices. Give yourself a couple of minutes to sit down and breathe if you are in transit somewhere. Give yourself a couple of minutes to arrive before you jump right into the next task. If you are in a highly social period of time right now and around a lot of different people, Gemini, I think this can be hard for you sometimes, but I would encourage you to find the periphery, go towards the outer edges of the room and allow yourself a little bit of time and space to not mingle, right? Not converse, but just be in your own experience and notice what's happening in the space. Maybe lean against a wall, take a seat, something like that. Over the course of Taurus season, and I'm going to say the first 2 weeks or so, definitely into the first couple of days of May, I think a lot of you are really in this kind of outer external space. This does feel like a period of time in which there's a lot of kind of mental activity that's going on. Some of you might be doing a lot of socializing or networking. There might be a feeling of like, you know, casting lines out in multiple directions and seeing if, you know, you're getting any bites. It's like you're fishing in the atmosphere of your life. I don't know what you're fishing for, but you're fishing for something. You're fishing for opportunities. You're fishing for relationships. You're fishing for new leads. It's like you're trying to get something to happen. And in this effort, I think that some important realizations are happening for you about how you really want to use your energy, and who is important for you to be connecting with. To go back to this fishing metaphor, and I do want to say that sometimes, you know, fishing is used as a way to describe like something that's unsavory, like, oh, you're fishing for compliments. You're like trying to get somebody to say something nice to you, or, you know, you're catfishing, you're like scamming people on the internet, or, you know, pretending to be someone that you're not. That's not how I'm using the phrase. I am trying to come up on the spot with a way to describe the energy that I'm feeling, which is that you are extending energetically, and you're extending in like multiple different directions. And in this extension, you're reaching for something. And I think that a lot of you don't quite know what you're reaching for. You might have ideas like, oh, I need to make new friends, or I need to get a new job, or something like that. There might be ideas about what it is that you're fishing for. But over the course of this season, there's some kind of filtering process that's happening, and you're recognizing that you don't want to be fishing for certain things, right? And so you might catch something on your line and you're like pulling it back and you're excited and you're like, oh yeah, this is going to be my new best friend, or this is going to be this great new job. But then like you reel it in and you realize like, oh, you know, this isn't actually what I want. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't check the boxes on my list or something like that. And then you have to let it go. And that is an important discernment process for you right now. There's something about needing to open to see what's there and recognizing that not everything that you thought you wanted is actually what you wanted. And then there's some kind of period resulting from that, that is about a deeper kind of process of letting go. And so, for example, let's say you're fishing for a new job, right? And you're like, boop, caught a job, you know, and you're reeling it back in. You're like, yay, new job, right? And then you go to the job and you're like, fuck, this sucks. You know, I don't want to be at this job. It's totally not what I want to be doing. And then you're in this situation and then you have to break up with the job. You have to quit the job. Or maybe, you know, you have to keep the job for a while, but just like be discontent or something like that. And then over the course of this year, I'm going to say like the rest of this year, you're like in this phase where you just have to let something go. And so maybe, you know, your whole life you've been working in restaurants and you're like, yay, I got a new job in a restaurant. You know, this is the best restaurant. I'm so excited to work at this restaurant. You're so excited. And then you go and you're like, I don't want to work in restaurants anymore. Actually, I want to work in a flower shop. And you just have to like be with that truth for a while. And it's gonna be a truth that is coming to you in increments over the course of the next several months. And there might be a feeling of wanting to get something to work, but it's like not quite fitting. But the process of figuring out that it doesn't fit is essential in order for you to figure out what does fit. And so to go back to my silly little metaphor that probably is not at all what you're experiencing, but maybe one of you out there actually has a restaurant job and you're like, it's not hitting for me the same way. It's like, it's not going to dawn on you all at once. It will come to you in pieces. It will come to you in moments where you like have, it's like you have to feel uncomfortable. You have to feel unmet. You have to feel like, that's not quite it. In order for you to feel, oh, that's the thing, right? Like you think that you want the restaurant job because you're really good at waiting tables and you like the social atmosphere and you love to eat, you know, it's like a perfect job. But then you've changed because that's what happens to people. And you have this deeper love of flowers that isn't going to make itself known to you until you're like sitting in the restaurant after everybody's gone home and you've cried your eyes out and you're just like sitting there with your head in your hands. And then you look up and see the bouquet on the table and you're like, God, they're beautiful flowers. And then it dawns on you and you're like, oh, I could work with flowers. And then this thing opens up. Okay. I'm going to put that metaphor down now. After the new moon on May 7th, I think a lot of you are really open to inspiration right now. And this is an excellent time for you to be very curious about what sparks your fancy and what does not. What brings you pleasure and what does not. If you're feeling tired, frustrated, annoyed, perplexed by ways of being in your life, by friends, by modes of working, by practices that you have, especially ideals, like a lot of you have ideals right now that it's like, you've almost identified with them. You're like, I'm a person who really likes, you know, I don't know what it is, right? Flowers, right? I'm a person who really likes flowers. I really like daffodils, and like daffodils are your ideal flower. It's like, then all of a sudden you discover magnolias and you're like, oh my God, but I'm a daffodil guy, but I love magnolias. It's like something's happening for you right now where it feels like you have to allow your concepts to change. And your concepts are about the world in general and what you want out of the world and what you want out of your life. And that includes all different realms of experiences. But frustration, anxiety, apathy, boredom, irritation, they're all good teachers for you right now. And the second half of Taurus season, from the new moon on May 7th until the end of Taurus season, we move into your season, into Gemini season on the 20th. This is really a rich time for you to be with the truth of your changing spirit and body, your body mind as it is evolving in collaboration with the world evolving around you, has new preferences. It has different ways that it wants to give and receive. It has different experiences that it is ready for. And it needs you to listen. And it needs you to slow down and take time and pause and reflect and move yourself back and away a little bit so that you can feel actually what is compelling you and what is not.
If you enjoy my reading style and want to dive deeper into an embodied experience with astrology, join me every Monday on Zoom for Somatic Space, a weekly class where we work with current astrological seasons, planetary transits, and lunar cycles through embodiment practices, guided visualization, and meditation. Every session includes an astrology overview and tips for observing your own chart placements in the week ahead. And the practices I offer are designed to give you body-based mindfulness support right on time with what's current in the energetic weather patterns. These classes are available by recording if you can't attend live. And if you sign up for a sliding scale somatic space membership, you'll also get access to my ongoing virtual conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing space. Follow the link in the show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more. If you enjoyed this season ahead reading and found it supportive, make sure to purchase and download your 2024 year ahead reading now. My year ahead readings are deep dives into the details of the year, special for your sign, with a focus on making the most of the opportunities and meeting the challenges with skill and grace. You'll get a big picture overview that spans the year, connects 2024 to the past and future, and provides a larger context that my monthly readings don't get into. You can find more information in the show notes or in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. This work wouldn't exist without a team, and I want to give a special thanks and shout out to Ash Good, Alicia Maugi, Ariana Sears-Putowski, Gabs404, and Joe Stewart for being the Embodied Astrology team. If this work has served you and if you find benefit in it, please consider supporting us. The best ways to do that are by sharing this work with your friends, liking, subscribing, following, and of course, one-time and recurring donations are so appreciated, as well as your memberships, class drop-ins, etc. Find more information on everything in the show notes or at embodiedastrology.com.